College is supposed to be a time of excitement, but what if you're leaving behind your family who don't have legal immigration status in the U.S.? This month's group chat is a conversation between two recent high school grads and best friends who worry about leaving their parents amid President Trump's immigration crackdowns.
We just graduated a few weeks, and we're going off to college. There's a lot of changes coming, some good ones, some bad ones. What are you most excited for?
What I'm most excited for, of course, is getting to start over, because obviously since I'm the oldest, I get to be on my own for a little bit, which is also scary, but I'm excited for that because being the oldest, having to care with so much, so I feel like that time is for me to breathe and be alone for a little bit and know how it is, like the true adult life, you know? How have your parents talked of what's happening with ICE? How do you,
like, how do we talk about it? They don't really tell me they're worried. They're just like, oh, this is what's happening, and this is how we should respond to it. So it's just like a lot of like planning. My mom already gave me like numbers and like addresses of like my aunts and my relatives. If I need help, they're the ones I can reach out to.
And I get it because, yeah, we're adults, but we're still little. Yeah. So my mom is like, oh, I used to your sister's birth certificate. I mean, I don't think I should know that. Because, like, that's the point where, like, okay, you know, this is real. I shouldn't be worried about this. Or my sister should be worried that they're not going to have their mom. And they're still growing. So I'm like, okay, I don't want that for them, you know. So it is such a big thing.
Have your siblings said anything about the situation at all?
My little sister, she's really...
What?
The 8-year-old.
Oh, okay.
So she didn't know what it was, right? So for me to explain it to her, it was difficult because, you know, she sleeps with me. At night, she's like, Mana, is mommy going to leave? Yeah. And it's hard, you know, because, like, I lived that. And I didn't want her to see, you know, like, the first time Trump was elected, I was scared, too. I was scared for my parents again, and again I'm scared. And I didn't want her to see that. I didn't want any of them to see that. And you know, I just don't want to go to school and them not be here, because I just don't want to carry that. Not because I don't love my sisters, I don't love my family, but I want to live too. I know your little brother's been more with you, so.
Yeah, it's kind of the same. So since I am going far away, I'm kind of scared because we made plans too. I feel like it's too much of a responsibility to have to, like, be the head of a household at, what, 18? Like, hello? I just think if anything were to happen, I'm going to be so far away that it's going to be so difficult to provide my family with help or, like, aid in some sort of way or try to help them out. And I'm really scared for that. Like, that's one of the reasons I'm scared to go to college, because I'm going to be, like, gone. And yes, my mom's like, oh, it's a phone call away. But, like, in a case of an emergency, it's not that easy.
It's not that easy.
Those were two recent Milwaukee high school graduates who requested anonymity out of concern for their family's safety. Group Chat is our monthly segment featuring local voices that aren't typically heard, expressing their own opinions. It is produced by WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez.